You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let us bring you a trending report so you're in the know about what's going on. First of all, locally, people are so gung-ho about getting videos and photos of sunflowers for their social media feeds.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That they've been out trampling and destroying sunflower fields to get them.
That's not cool.
Adams County and a few others. So now at least one sunflower farmer has hired security guards, Jeremy, to keep social media influencers out of their fields.
Okay.
And it's come to this now. Adams County has created a small public patch of sunflowers so people can get their precious videos and stay off private property.
You know what? That's a good idea, then.
It is a good idea.
It's a good idea. But I don't know. Man. I mean, how big is it? I mean, you get out there with those fields of sunflowers. That's
it's. I want to say it's just under 2 acres.
Okay. You get your shots with that.
So it's like, here, go out there, you know, but quit being an ass and getting on people's private property. And they say people are even driving vehicles through the
fields. Oh, I'm sure. And they're probably picking the flowers and taking stuff with them. And God. That ain't right. Stop it.
Well, there's such.
But your pictures are amazing.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the Rockies blew another game in the late innings yesterday. They now have 96 losses on the year, so they have to win 7 of these last 10 games to avoid their first ever 100-loss season. And that ain't going to happen.
I kind of want them to hit 100. I just want them to hit 100.
Of these last 10.
I want them to hit the 100, just for fun.
Oh, my God. Some people are lashing out at a vicar. Like a preacher, over across the pond for installing a bar and 2 beer taps in their 600-year-old church. Churchgoers have slammed this as a, quote, desecration, end quote, of the church in Cornwall after the bar was set up ahead of an upcoming music festival. So, Jeremy, this church is built over there. Back in the early 1400s.
Okay.
And it will now serve alcohol at the town's 2-week music and arts festival, which they say attracts thousands of visitors.
Well,
to
then
this
they're
going to
make thousands
resort.
Of dollars for the church, probably.
Well, Jer, concert goers will be able to buy drinks from the new church bar, served from 2 taps installed by a local brewery, despite the outrage from shocked locals who said the church was, quote, not a pub.
Yeah, but watch him like take this money and turn around and do some good with it, maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows?
There's a great photo of the vicar with pouring a beer from the tap. I mean, it's fantastic.
I'm for it. Let people have some fun. Church can be fun.
Church can be fun. You know what? If they served what would be wrong? Look. I'll just say it at the risk of upsetting some people, which apparently I've been really good at lately. But I know plenty of, quote, church people who can put it away, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
So if you can do it on your own time, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make? I mean,
if you're at home or in the house of the Lord sees you drinking it. So what do you think the Lord, she or he, cares?
And a lot of these churches have full coffee bars and stuff in them now. I mean, I feel like caffeine and all the sugar and everything that you're, you know, pounding down every Sunday, that can be just as bad for you. That seems very sinful.
Pour me an old-fashioned, I might pony up.
You might start going to church, huh?
I might go to church and
pass
put a little
the plate.
Bit of the collection plate, yeah. What else? Let's see. Bill Murray is 73 years old today and still an odd duck. Stephen King is 76 today and still an odd duck. And it was 30 years ago today. Let me make you feel old, Jeremy. 30 years ago today, the final Nirvana album was released.
Yeah.
That has been 30 years since their last one.
They're definitely on my 90s grunge playlist, for sure.
So one of the things that they're doing with AI, this artificial intelligence, is apparently trying to help people learn to communicate actual communication with animals. So a new poll has asked, if you had a pet and AI enabled you to have conversations, let's say, Jeremy, with little Goldie Fawn, How likely would you be to do that?
Yeah, I'd do
so
that.
So let me throw it at you before I give you the results. You've got AI and it will let you actually have a conversation with Goldie Fawn. Are you going to do it?
Yes. I want to know why she's happy, why she's sad, why she gets so excited and tinkles on the floor every time I come home, which is getting extremely old.
You had a little bit of hesitation there, though. Do you have to think about it?
No, I'm fine with it.
Because some people were like, I need to think about it. They don't want to just jump to an answer. But overall, one third of people said they would be very likely to listen to their pets in this way.
The pets would probably be like, please stop making sweet, sweet love in front of me.
Yeah.
Please stop that.
It's not a problem in many pets' homes.
Please stop.
You know what? I'm all for AI. I'm not anti-AI like some people are. I'm all about it. Yeah. I am pro-AI. But I think this is one area where I would not want... I like the relationship I have with Niles, the weirdo, and I don't think... I would want to jeopardize the way I look at him if he and I both actually understood what we were thinking or saying.
Right.
I'd rather keep it the status quo, which seems to be quite good for him. He seems to be living the life of Riley, as they used to say.
Did you see the other AI story that was kind of related
to
this?
Are
you
going
to do it? Do the chicken one.
So let's talk about this. There are scientists over in Japan, and they're claiming now that artificial intelligence... can help people to understand what different clucks from a chicken mean. Here's the best part of this whole story. They're claiming that they have 80% accuracy, to which I say, how the hell would you know?
Well, they probably, I mean, I saw the story. They're distinguishing hunger, fear, anger, contentment, excitement, distress. But I feel like you can put these animals in those situations, like in a fear situation. Put them in a cage with a cat and see how they sound. And then, you know, plug that into the computer. And then that's their fear cluck. Don't feed them for a couple days. And then you'll get the hunger cluck. And then you feed them, and then you get the contentment cluck. So obviously you can do this.
I don't think I need AI. If I put a cat in a coop with a chicken, I don't need the AI to tell me that the chicken is afraid. This whole 80% accuracy thing is kind of ridiculous.
Well, I guess you get to learn a lot more about like the animals eventually and what they need and how to care for them better. And it would be beneficial in a zoo probably.
Look, let's just cut to the chase here. This is kind of dumb. But the study was spearheaded by this professor over in Tokyo who's actually best known for his research into sex robots.
Oh.
So now he's moved on to chickens. Okay.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
Dom, do you feel happy this morning?
Very happy.
Feeling happy? Good. Mm-hmm. You're still on that upward slope. There's a team of international researchers that surveyed the lifespans of just shy of like 500,000 participants to see if there were any trends in the happiness levels. They found that between the age of 16 and up, life satisfaction slowly increases until you hit the age of 70.
Okay.
Which you're going to be there in like a year, right?
Dang.
And then
that's fast.
Once you hit it, it's...
What, they say you're not happy after 70?
After 70, it's all downhill from there.
Oh, no.
I know. That kind of sucks, huh? Wonder why you peak at 70.
I thought people were happiest when they got to like 70.
They are the happiest when they get to 70.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. So that's when they're
that's
at
the moral of this story.
So
once you hit 70, then it's down. It's like jumping off a bridge with a bungee cord.
Is it a precipitous fall or is it a gradual fall?
You're a precipitous fall. I would imagine it's gradual.
Oh, you don't know?
No, it doesn't say that.
Because I don't know either.
I don't know if you hit like rock bottom at 71. But I would imagine it just starts trickling down. You peak at 70.
What?
Why would you peak at 70?
All your probably combined wisdom through the years. And
it's wisdom.
Experiences.
You're probably like wrapping up your career. You got some money in the bank.
You're starting
just kind of feeling good.
your kids and your grandchildren, you know, coming along.
Yeah. So 70.
At age 70, you finally got your kids out of the house.
Finally, right?
Maybe.
So anyway,
I would think after 70 is when the aches and pains just become
really start kicking
too
in.
Much. They really start to grind
your
on
your weeks are filled with doctor appointments and blood tests and boof. Yeah. How about that?
I'll be a pretty happy 7-year-old when I hit that.
Nice. Yeah. Did you know there's something that's the opposite of déjà vu? Let's see if I can pronounce this. It's French. Jamais vu.
I've got
the jamais vu. It's when you experience something familiar, like a face, a song, or a word, and then suddenly you feel like it's foreign to you. So, like, you're writing the same word over and over again, and it begins to look like it's not a real word. That's jamais vu.
That's funny. I think we've all experienced
that. Where you see something, and it just doesn't look right. Like, even somebody's face. Like, you've seen this person's face 1,000 times, but then you see it one time, you're like, I don't even recognize you. You don't even look like you. Jamais vu.
That's funny. There you go.
Look it up. What else is going on? You did that. Consumer Product Safety Commission. These buzzkills, they just dropped a new album. They talk about these songs the safety hazards out there, like wearing a helmet, checking your smoke detectors, the dangers of fireworks, texting and driving, and they put it all to fat beats. I pulled a little snippet of the one about wearing helmets. You want a taste of it? Here you go.
Yeah. But we could do better. I'm gonna put my helmet on and go zoom. Sitting flat up on my hair real evenly. Low on my forehead, y'all ain't seeing me. When I fly by, I'ma wave high, then bye.
Bye.
Don't forget to strap it on tight.
All right, I can't take any more of that. But they say a lot of these sound like actual artists that are out there right now. They've got fat beats behind them, and they're hoping to change lives. Like, I hope that little snippet right there caused somebody to put their helmet on this morning. You think it's going to work? When I fly by, I say hi. I got my helmet on. No, it's not going to work.
Oh, hey, look, whatever they can do to help.
Here's another one for you. Kraft just issued a voluntary recall of Kraft singles to prevent people from eating some of the plastic wrappers. They say when you remove the wrapper on each slice, a thin strip of plastic can rip off and stick to the cheese. And if you're hangry and you're not paying attention, you can slap that right on your grilled cheese sandwich or your cheeseburger. And then, you choke on the cheese. Where's the song about that? Consumer protection safety people.
Take your wrapper off.
Yeah, where's your fat feet on that?
You know, I have a reputation on the show. Some people who have listened to the show long enough know that I am a big fan of the Kraft American singles.
You are.
And I have it in my... I've got it in my grocery list right now. And I think I've told you what I call it in my grocery list.
Yes. Yeah, you can't. People get
it's S word cheese is what I call it. It's in my shop,
which is what it is, really.
It's S cheese.
Well, be careful when you're peeling the plastic off those bad
boys. Hey, I'll make
sure
all the plastic's off.
You could choke on it. Real quick, this is a little documentary that's coming out that I'm kind of super excited about, actually. And 80s kids, you might be too. NBC Universal, I think this is going to the NBC app, which is what? Peacock? Okay. New documentary coming out called Billion Dollar Babies, The True Story of the Cabbage Patch Kid. Uncovering the dark side behind the beloved 90s children's doll.
There's a dark side
There's
to
a
Cabbage
dark
Patch
side.
Kids?
Apparently the guy that developed these things stole it from somebody else, and they said essentially this kicked off the Black Friday craze. This is kind of like where it all started, was the hysteria behind the Cabbage Patch doll. So it's pretty darn good. So that's coming out. What are you doing? I
got to
play
that.
My clickbait button. Hit it for me.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. We talked about this week. You've probably heard about that F-35 stealth fighter that the Marines lost, and it was flying around South Carolina on its own. Anyway, they have an eyewitness now, this guy named Randolph White, and you can see his full interview on our Facebook page. But I got to play you just a snippet of this guy because he is a freaking character. Listen to him.
I was in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, between a screech and a whistle. I said, what in the world is this?
just a
snippet.
It scared
me for a minute when he said taking a shave.
I've listened to it like five times, and he does say taking a shave.
Taking a shave.
Okay. Anyway, you got to check this dude out. He's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.